谢神爱，让我们同守安息生日。
Thanks to God's guidance, we can all come here and observe this Holy Sabbath.
我们一起默祷啊，预备我们的心。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence to prepare our hearts.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日早上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we start our Sabbath morning service.
我们来唱诗129首。
Let's stand up and sing hymn 129. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来重新跪下来向神来祷告。
And so now we're all going to kneel down and pray to God.
神是灵啊，他充满着宇宙万物。
And God is spirit, and He fills all the heavens and the earth.
他甚至于到我们的心里面。
And He also comes to live in our hearts.
所以我们祷告的时候，可以用你的心向这创造宇宙万物的真神祷告。
And so in our prayers, we can use our hearts to pray to the God who created the heavens and the earth.
所以如果你第一次来到我们教会，
And so if it's your first time coming to our church,
我们开始祷告的时候，跪下以后，先念奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
And then when we first kneel down to pray, the first thing we say is, Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
因为我们做祷告是向神主耶稣来祷告。
Because we pray to Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉他的名祷告。
And we pray in His name.
我们在祷告当中多赞美他。
And in our prayers, we should praise Him often.
我们可以念哈利路亚，赞美主真神。
And we say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
或者赞美主耶稣都可以。
Or we could say Hallelujah, praise the true God.
哈利路亚是希伯来话，是赞美主神的意思。
And Hallelujah is Hebrew for praise the Lord.
那我们心里面多。直接的跟神来诉说你心里面的要求。
And so with our hearts, we can cry out and plead with God of our needs.
神是灵啊，他知道我们的需要。
And God is spirit, so He knows our needs.
他会赐给我们平安喜乐。
And He will grant us peace and joy.
我们祷告结束的时候会说阿门。
And then when we conclude our prayer, we will say Amen.
我们祷告的时候是每一个人直接向神祷告。
And because when we pray, it is each of our individual prayers to God.
所以你不必要管别人怎么祷告。
And so you do not need to worry about any other people's prayers.
因为是我们个人跟神的直接的交通。
And because it is our direct communication with God.
照着神的应许，神一定会来 垂听我们的祷告。
And according to the promise of God, He will listen to our prayers.
我们现在一起跪下祷告。
So let's all kneel down and pray.
我们一起来翻开约翰福音二十章。
Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 20.
约翰福音的二十章。
John chapter 20.
新约圣经里面，一百五十九页。
John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章二十八节。
John chapter 20 verse 28.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
多马说：“我的主，我的神。”我们就用这句话来作为我们今天早上共同的勉励。
And so we will use this verse, this phrase, as our mutual encouragement for this morning.
多马是主耶稣的十二个门徒之一。
And Thomas was one of the apostles of Jesus.
二十章是主耶稣已经被人家钉死在十字架三天以后复活的情形。
And then the events in chapter 20 are recorded 3 days after Jesus was crucified on the cross.
那主耶稣回来找他的门徒。
And so Jesus, he resurrects and returns to visit his apostles.
要告诉他们神国的事情。
And he wants to tell them the things of the heavenly kingdom.
他的门徒刚开始都不相信。
And in the beginning, his apostles did not believe him.
到后来主耶稣给他们显现，证明。
And then Jesus reveals himself and proves himself.
然后这个多马才说，我的主，我的神。
And then Thomas says, my Lord, my God.
主耶稣在2000年前，神成为人。
And 2,000 years ago, God came to this world as man.
当时候的人没有办法人体理会。
And at that time, no one could understand this.
甚至于主耶稣的门徒也没有办法真正的明白。
And even his own disciples could not fully comprehend this.
主耶稣在跟他们在一起有三年多的时间。
And Jesus spent 3 years time with them.
好几次跟他们讲。我将要被钉死在十字架。
And he said that I will one day be crucified on the cross.
第三天要复活。
And on the third day I shall resurrect.
而且要升天。
And then I shall ascend into heaven.
他们的门徒虽然明白主耶稣在讲什么。
And even though the disciples, they understood what Jesus was saying.
但是他们没有办法真正的明白而且去相信。
But they could not truly and fully comprehend what, and believe this.
主耶稣后来死了复活。
And then Jesus, he died and resurrected.
把他们门徒一个一个召回来。
And then he called each of his disciples back one by one.
让他明白他真的死里复活了。
And to allow them to understand that he truly did resurrect from the dead.
这时候门徒才真正的明白。
And at this time, the apostles truly believed.
我们跟着三年多的这个老师是神。
That the teacher we followed for 3 years is truly God.
因为他从死里复活。
Because he resurrected from the dead.
他证明他就是神的儿子。
And this proves that he is the son of God.
我们看罗马书第一章。
And if we look at Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章第一节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 1.
到第四节。
Verse 2 verse 4.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特派传神的福音第二节
Verse 2.
这个福音是神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的第三节
Verse 3.
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说他是大卫后裔生的第四节
Verse 4.
按圣善的灵说他是因从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子保罗是主耶稣升天以后选召的使徒。
And Paul was an apostle who was chosen after Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
使徒就是神把他将这个神的工作交给他在地上执行的人。
And Paul was someone who God entrusted to do his work on this world.
所以称他做使徒。
And so he is called to be an apostle.
是神特别选召的。
It is one that specifically is chosen by God.
使徒只有一个任务。
And there is only one characteristic of being an apostle.
他只有一个任务，一个 mission.
Yeah, he only has one mission.
特派传神的福音。
And he is to preach the gospel of God.
使徒只传神的福音。
And so apostles only preach the message of God.
其实教会只传神的福音。
And as well as the church, they only preach the message of God.
我们来这里就是来领受这个福音。
And our duty here is to receive the gospel.
我们借着圣经明白福音是什么。
And then through the Bible, we can understand what the gospel is.
第二节说。
And verse 2 it says,
福音是什么呢?
And what is the gospel?
福音是神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。
The gospel is what he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
在整本圣经里面,
And in the whole Bible,
尤其是旧约圣经,
especially the Old Testament,
在记载在主耶稣出生以前的事情,
all the records before Jesus was born,
表面上是在讲说以色列国的历史。
And on the superficial level, it seems it is talking about the history of the Israel.
但是真正来讲，只有一件事情。
But truly, it is only about one thing.
神借着众先知只讲一个应许。
And through the prophets, there is only one message.
那个就是福音。
And that is the gospel.
福音是指谁呢？
And who is the gospel referring to?
从人来看。
From man's perspective,
是这一个人。
It is only referring to one man.
第三节。
Verse 3.
论到我他儿子神的儿子主耶稣基督。
It is concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
福音从人来看就是主耶稣基督。
And from man's perspective, the gospel is referring to Jesus Christ.
所以在主耶稣基督出生以前，所
before Jesus Christ was born.
所有的圣经的话的重点集中在这个主耶稣。耶稣啊，要来了。
All the words in the scriptures were pointing at Jesus' coming.
所以几千年、几百年前就一直在讲这个救主弥赛亚要出现。
And hundreds and thousands of years before, they were all pointing that a Messiah would be born.
其实圣经的重点就是在主耶稣基督。
And the whole center point of the Bible is centered around Jesus Christ.
那个就是神要给人的最好的消息。
And that is the greatest message to mankind.
所以叫做福音。
And that is why it is called the gospel.
因为神要给人恩典了。
Because man wants to give God wants to give man grace.
这个恩典是他自己从天上降下成为人。
And this is something he himself actually brought down into this world as man.
因为人没有办法凭着这个肉体找到这个灵的神。
Because man, according to his own flesh, cannot find God who is a spirit.
那个是不同的领域。
Because these are two different materials.
而且我们人是被神的灵所造的。
And because we are created in the likeness of God.
除非造物主跟我们显现，我们没有办法明白认识这位神。
Unless our maker reveals himself to us, we cannot find God.
最大的恩典是什么？
And so what is the greatest blessing?
神从天上到人间来了。
That God descended from heaven to man.
本来神是灵。
Before God was spirit.
人看不到的。
And that man cannot see.
灵充满整个宇宙万物。
And the spirit filled the heavens and the earth.
没有人见过神。
That no one has seen God.
但是主耶稣把了神显现出来了。
But then Jesus reveals himself as God.
主耶稣就是那个看不见神的本体真相。
And so Jesus is the likeness and the being of God.
所以整本福音就是在讲这个神到了人间来了。
And so the gospel is about God coming into this world.
要带给人大好的消息。
And to bring good news to man.
神来到世上就是要拯救罪人。
And then the message for man is that he wants to save them.
因为人有罪。
Because man has sinned.
这从神的角度来看。
And this is from the perspective of God.
亏欠了神的荣耀。
That we have all fallen short of the glory of God.
神创造整宇宙万物，包括人，是要彰显神的荣耀。
That God created all the heavens and the earth and man so that they can glorify him.
特别把人当作神的儿子。
Especially to make man as his own son.
作为儿子的我们应该要彰显神的荣耀。
And we as the sons of God ought to manifest his glory.
但是人都不认识这位真神。
But man does not know this true God.
儿子不认识父亲是很大的耻辱。
And then for a son not to recognize his father is a great shame.
神来到人间。
That God came into this world.
要人认识他是真神。
And wanted man to acknowledge that he is one true God.
2000年前他来到这个世上。
That 2000 years ago he came into this world.
但是当时的人不认识他。
But those people, they did not recognize him at that time.
甚 time.
Even those who followed him for 3 years, they did not know who he was.
这十二个门徒是放弃所有家庭事业，整天24小时跟着主耶稣的。
And these apostles, they have left everything behind, their careers and their families, to follow after Jesus 24/7.
他们从早到晚跟主耶稣在一起。
And from morning till night, they followed after Jesus.
听主耶稣讲道。
They listened to all the messages of Jesus.
看主耶稣行神迹奇事。
They saw all the miracles and signs performed by Jesus.
他看到主耶稣怎么生活。
And they saw how Jesus lived.
看他怎么祷告。
And they saw how he prayed.
有时候主耶稣整天晚上去祷告。
And sometimes Jesus would pray all night.
那时候的门徒都不了解。
And at that time, the apostles did not understand.
所以大家都睡觉。
And so they all went to sleep.
甚至于他最得意的三个徒弟啊，也是睡着了。
And even his three favorite apostles even fell asleep on him.
有好几次叫了这三个门徒跟他一起去祷告。
He would specifically ask these three apostles to go pray with him.
但是他们都睡着了。
But they would fall asleep.
因为他们不了解。
Because they could not understand.
他们还不真正知道耶稣就是神。
They could not truly comprehend that Jesus is God.
主耶稣在教他怎么样跟这位天上的神交通。
That Jesus is telling them how to commune with God.
但是他们不了解。
But they could not understand.
所以用人的头脑在想这些事情都睡着了。
And so using man's perspective and thinking, they would fall asleep.
主耶稣的门徒后来为什么会冒着生命的危险来传主耶稣呢？
And so later on, why would their apostles risk their lives to preach the message of Jesus?
是当时候的门徒就开始传主耶稣，建立教会。
And then later on, they would preach the gospel and then establish churches.
那是在主耶稣复活升天以后。
And this is after Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven.
是从天上降下圣灵在门徒的身上。
And then he brought down the Holy Spirit upon the apostles.
使徒借着圣灵的能力开始传福音。
And then through the power of the Holy Spirit, they were able to preach the gospel.
那个使徒在主耶稣之后传福音的记载都在使徒行传里面。
And then all the works of the apostles after Jesus resurrected was recorded in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面记录了 好多当时候门徒所讲的道理。
And then all the works of Acts are recorded in the book of Acts and it talks about their truth.
在那些道理当中。
And then in their messages.
有一个主要的信息。
There is only one message.
就是主耶稣从死里复活。
That Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead.
我们这些门徒就是为这个死里复活的主耶稣来做见证。
And so these apostles, they are to act as a witness, as a testimony to Jesus Christ's resurrection.
因为主耶稣自己死里复活来证明他是神的儿子。
Because Jesus uses his resurrection as proof that he is the Son of God.
所以第四节，罗马书一章四节告诉我们。
And then in Romans chapter 1 verse 4, it tells us.
主耶稣从按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
That it declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
如果主耶稣没有死里复活，
if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead,
如果主耶稣没有死里复活向他们门徒显现，
if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead and reveal himself to the apostles,
他们的门徒也不会去传主耶稣。
Then the apostles would not preach the message of Jesus.
也今天也没有今天的基督教。
Then there would be no Christianity today.
为什么这些门徒会去传耶稣？
And why would these apostles preach the message of Jesus?
冒着生命的危险。
Why would they risk their lives?
因为他们经历了主耶稣的死里复活。
Because they have experienced the resurrection of Jesus.
主耶稣的死里复活成为每门基督徒的最重要的教义之一。
And so the resurrection of Jesus is the main message of Christianity.
我们信主的人要牢牢地记着。
And for those of us who believe, we must always remember.
如果我们不相信耶稣死里复活，
if we do not believe that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead,
你所信的，你在教会所服侍的是空的。
Then whatever you believe in and all that you serve in the church is empty.
你在地上活的也是枉然的，没有空虚的。
Then everything, your whole life in this world is in vain.
我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
And if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15,
哥林多前书十五章十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14.
十五章十四节。
Chapter 15, verse 14.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty.
这个来说明主耶稣死里复活对我们的信仰有何等的重要。
And so we see the emphasis, the importance of Jesus Christ's resurrection on our faith.
我们今天所传的福音不会空的，是因为主耶稣真的有死里复活。
And the message that we preach is not empty because Jesus Christ did in fact resurrect.
我们今天所相信的没有空的，也是因为主耶稣从死里复活。
And our faith and our beliefs are not empty because Jesus Christ did resurrect from the dead.
但是主耶稣真的死里复活这件事情，他们门徒很容易相信他吗？
And is it that easy for the apostles to believe that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead?
跟我们一样不容易相信啊。
And just like us, it is not easy for them to believe.
我们来看啊，再回来看约翰福音的二十章。
And if we turn back to John chapter 20.
约翰福音的二十章。
John chapter 20.
啊，这一章啊，就在说明到主耶稣门徒怎么样最后来相信呢、啊？主耶稣真的是。死里复活的神啊。
And here it records the events of how the apostles actually did come to believe that Jesus resurrected.
这记载的有几件事情。
And there are some events that happened.
第一件事情是有一个女妇女啊，是叫玛利亚，是住在摩大拉的玛利亚。
And then the first records about a Mary Magdalene.
玛利亚是当时候很通俗的名字。
And Mary is a very common name at that time.
所以为了分别哪一个玛利亚，所以把她住的地方也讲出来了。
And so in order to differentiate among all the Marys, they would record where they were from.
所以莫大拉的玛利亚。
And so this is Mary Magdalene.
第一节，二十章第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1.
七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。我们看见啊，这有一个女人啊，有一个妇女叫做莫大拉的玛利亚。
And here it talks about a woman, Mary Magdalene.
来到主耶稣的坟墓。
And he came to the tomb of Jesus.
犹太人的坟墓是挖一个山洞，一个洞啊，然后在洞口把尸体放在里面，用洞口就用石头把它挡住。
And the Jewish custom was that in order to build a tomb, they would dig a cave and then they would put the body in and then put a stone covering the tomb.
这里第一节说第七天，七天的头一天。
And then this is the first day of the week.
为什么要这样讲？
And why is it recorded as this?
因为主耶稣这就是礼拜一了。
And this is Monday.
记得吧，礼拜天了啊。
And it should be Sunday.
礼拜天啊。
It should be Sunday.
那主耶稣被钉在礼拜五。
And because Jesus Christ was crucified on Friday.
主耶稣说他三天要复活。
And so on the third, Jesus says that on the third day he shall resurrect.
我们来看马太福音十六章。
And we look at Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音。第十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音的十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
主耶稣还在世的时候，曾经跟他的门徒这样子讲过。
That Jesus once spoke to his disciples accordingly.
从此，二十一节。
Verse 21.
从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三天复活。主耶稣曾经跟他门徒讲过好几次。
And so many times Jesus told his apostles.
就是说他将要成就的事情。
All the things that were about to be fulfilled.
甚至主耶稣后来变冒了，在山上变冒。
And then Jesus was betrayed on the mountain.
不是，变冒 transfigured.
Transfigured in the mountain.
在变冒当中，摩西啊，旧约里。以前很早以前的人啊，摩西啊、以利亚出现。
And then as after he transfigured with Moses and Elijah.
他们三个人都在讲主耶稣要被受难，要被杀，第三天复活的事情。
And that they were talking about the future events that Jesus would suffer, that he would crucify, and on the third day he would resurrect.
这是神的旨意。
And that this is the will of God.
神救恩的大计划。
That this is the great plan of the gospel.
那门徒听了好多次，都不晓得他在讲什么。
The disciples they heard it many times, but they did not know what he was talking about.
所以约翰福音第二十章第一节说七日的头一日。
And then so here in chapter 20, verse 1, it says that the first day of the week,
要证明主耶稣所讲的话是绝对正确。
And that this is to confirm that what Jesus said was true.
第三天主耶稣复活了。
That on the third day, Jesus would resurrect.
一开始的时候是这个女人抹大拉的玛利亚到坟墓看见这个挡住坟墓那个洞口的那个石头被拿开了。
That Mary Magdalene would be the first to go to the tomb and see that the stone that had blocked the tomb had been rolled away.
他看到里面没有尸体。
And he saw that there was no corpse in the tomb.
所以从二十章的第二节开始，他就跑回来跟主耶稣的门徒讲。
And then starting from verse 2, she would run back to the disciples and say that she did not see the body of Jesus.
第二节说。
Verse 2, it says,
第二节,
chapter 20, verse 2.
就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪去了，我们不知道他放在哪里。这里告诉我们，这个抹大拉的玛利亚当时所认为的事情。
And here it tells us what Mary Magdalene thought of the situation.
他告诉门徒说，
And she told the disciples
主耶稣尸体不见了,
that the corpse of Jesus is now gone.
她还是认为主耶稣已经死了。
And in her mind, she still felt that Jesus was dead.
她认为主耶稣的尸体被人家拿走了。
She felt that the corpse had been stolen away.
这两个门徒听了, 就很紧张, 就赶快跑去这个坟墓。
These disciples, they were very nervous, so they ran to the tomb.
后来到先跑去了, 跑到坟墓里面去看。
And then they ran into the tomb.
我们来看第八节
And then if we skip to verse
8, 二十章第八节
Chapter 20, verse 8.
先到的那个坟墓的那门徒也进去了，看见了就相信，因为他们还不明白。
Verse 9.
第九节，他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。第十节。
Verse 10.
于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。这两个门徒听到。耶稣的尸体不见了，也跑去坟墓看。
And these two disciples, they heard that Jesus' corpse was missing, so they ran to the tomb.
进去一看，尸体真的不见了。
And then when they ran to the tomb, they saw that the body had disappeared.
只有那个裹着尸体的那个布还在那里。
Only what remained was the linen clothing of the corpse.
所以第八节说，他们进去了就相信了。
And then in verse 8, it says, he walked in and he saw and he believed.
他们相信什么？
And What did they believe?
他们相信莫大拉玛利亚讲的是主耶稣尸体不见了。
They believed that what Mary Magdalene's account that the body of Jesus was missing.
但是他们也找不到主耶稣的尸体。
But they could not find the body of Jesus.
因为他们还剩第九节就讲了。
And then in verse 9 it says.
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思。
For as yet they did not know the scripture.
他们还不明白主耶稣跟他们讲的意思。
They did not know what understand what Jesus was telling
them. 耶稣必从死里复活。
That he must rise from the dead.
因为不明白。
Because they could not comprehend this.
是要回家了。
And so they went home.
看不到主耶稣尸体能够做什么呢?
If you cannot see the body of Christ, then what are you going to do?
虽然听了三年多的道理，
Even though they heard 3 years of the messages of Jesus,
看了主耶稣行了很多神迹奇事，
Even though they saw Jesus perform many signs and miracles,
但是主耶稣已经死了，
But Jesus was already dead.
我们回家吧，
Let's go home.
我们不能够再跟耶稣了，
We cannot follow Jesus anymore.
尸体不见了，
The body is gone. What are we going to do?
如果我们是他们也是一样啊，
And if we were them, we would do the same thing.
那我们看到十一节。
If we look at verse 11,
我们发觉到这个玛利亚没有回家。
We see that Mary did not go home.
她站在坟墓外面哭。
She stood outside the tomb and cried.
哭的时候往那个坟墓里面看。
And then she looked into the tomb.
看到两个天使。
And she saw
穿着白衣。
Two angels in white sitting.
那两个天使问她说，你妇人啊，你为什么哭呢？
And these two angels asked her, woman, why are you weeping?
他就回答说，因为我有人把我主的尸体拿走了，我不知道他放在哪里。
And she says, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.
第二十章十四节。
And then chapter 20, verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
And now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus.
她看到一个人。
And she saw someone there.
圣经说这是耶稣。
And the Bible says it was Jesus.
但是玛利亚不知道那是耶稣。
But Mary did not know it was Jesus.
可见的耶稣的形状跟他生前的形状 可能不太一样。
And maybe the physical nature of Jesus was different than what had been before.
后来耶稣就第十五节，耶稣就问他说：“妇人，你为什么哭呢？你找谁呢？”
And in verse 15, Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?"
玛利亚以为是看牧羊的人啊，就跟他讲：“先生，你如果把他挪移去了，请你告诉我，我去把他取过来啊，放回来。”
Supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away."
从这里我们了解，到这个时候，玛利亚还不认识耶稣。
And from here, we can see that up until this point, Mary still did not know Jesus.
因为主耶稣成为灵体了。
And because Jesus has become a spirit.
哎，这个灵 spiritual body.
Spiritual body.
这个灵体跟我们这个肉体是不一样的。
That the spiritual body is different from the physical body.
哎，我们将来是按照圣经。大家都要成为灵体。
And in the future, according to the Bible, we will all become spiritual bodies.
哎，到底怎么样？我们不完全了解。
How we will be, we do not know.
每一个人成为灵体以后，要站在主耶稣面前受审判。
That when after we become a spiritual body, we come before God and we will be judged.
哎，虽然不太一样。
And even though it is different.
哎，但是很奇妙的，当神讲话的时候，我们就明白了。
That very miraculously, when God speaks, then we will understand.
当神使我们明白的时候，我们就彼此会认识。
And then when we, when God speaks, we will fully understand and know.
这是属灵的奥秘。
That this is a spiritual mystery.
但是在天国里啊，在灵体里面没有肉体上的关系了。
That after in the spiritual realm, that there will be no interactions with the physical.
每一个人要直接向神在。他生前所做的来负责。
Then everyone will stand before God and be responsible and accountable for all the things they have performed in their lives.
神要那时候来审判我们。
And then God will judge us.
这个时候，这个玛利亚不认识这个耶稣。
And at that time, Mary did not know Jesus.
我们看十六节，二十章十六节。
We look at verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
耶稣说：“玛利亚，玛利亚就转过身来，用希伯来话对他说：‘波大。’”拉波尼，拉波尼就是夫子的意思啊。这个时候，主耶稣叫他的时候，他才知道是主耶稣。
And here after Jesus calls her, then she acknowledged that it was Jesus.
啊，灵里面他看到了。
And in the spiritual realm, she saw.
哎，他叫耶稣是夫子。
And then she called Jesus teacher.
这个女人是
and this woman.
哎，得到最大的一个，可以说是最大的恩典。
She received the greatest blessing.
哎。第一个主耶稣复活显现的人
and that she is the first one that Jesus after his resurrection revealed himself to
我们常常有时候会想啊
and sometimes if we think about it
主耶稣如果是显现的话第一个要显现的人是谁呢
if Jesus,
向他显现的人是谁呢
if Jesus were to resurrect who do you think would be the first person Jesus would reveal himself to
我们大概不会想到是这个女人
We would never think it was this woman.
我们会想到主耶稣的一个门徒。
We would think a disciple of Jesus.
因为那个门徒做为主耶稣做将来要做很多的工作。
Because these disciples would do many great wonders for Jesus.
那这个女人为什么主耶稣向她显现呢
？Yet why is it that this woman is the first one who Jesus revealed himself to?
因为这个女人不愿意离开这个坟墓。
Because this woman was unwilling to depart from the tomb.
门徒都走了。
Then all the disciples, they left.
只剩下她一个人。
And she's the only one who remained.
她在那里哭。
And she was crying.
只有一个女人在哭。
And there was only a woman who remained weeping.
所有的门徒都回家去了。
Then all the disciples, they went home.
这个女人到底是谁？
And who exactly is this woman?
主耶稣跟她的关系是什么？
And what is this relationship of Jesus with this woman?
我们看路加福音第八章。
If we look at Luke chapter 8.
路加福音的第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章第一节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 1.
主耶稣在世界上虽然有时候成千成万的人跟着他
and even though thousands and ten thousands of people follow Jesus every day
但是真正跟主耶稣到处去传福音的没有几个人
there were actually very few people who followed Jesus throughout the world
我们看这些人是谁
and we can see here who they are
路加福音第八章第一节
Luke chapter 8 verse 1
过了不多日耶稣周游各城各乡传道宣讲神国的福音，和他同去的有十二个门徒。第二节
，verse two，
还有被恶鬼所附、所被疾病所累、已经治好的几个妇女， 内中有称为莫大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来。第三节
Verse 3.
又有西律的家宰苦萨、的妻子约雅拿，并苏萨拉和好些别的妇女，都用自己的财物攻击耶稣和门徒。真正跟着耶稣到处去传福音的是谁？
And who truly exactly followed Jesus all around?
除了那个是十，撇下所有跟从耶稣的十二个门徒以外
，other than the 12 apostles who had left everything behind.
在这里记载几个妇女
？Here it records a few women.
当中一个妇女就是莫大拉的玛利亚。
And one of the women here is recorded as Mary Magdalene.
特别提到说，她本来有七个鬼在她身上，主耶稣把她赶走的。
And here it specifically mentioned that she had seven evil spirits and Jesus cast them out.
哎，这些妇女做什么？
And what did these women do?
她们用她们的钱、钱财来攻击主耶稣和那门徒的吃住。
And that these women, they used their own money to provide for the sustenance for the Jesus and his disciples.
哎，她们不是主耶稣的所选召的十二个门徒。
They were not chosen by Jesus to be the 12 apostles.
她们为什么会拿自己的钱来攻击主耶稣呢？
And why would they use their own money to help support Jesus?
因为主耶稣曾经把使这些人身上有鬼的赶出去，有病的医好。
And because Jesus had healed many of them of their evil spirits and infirmities.
哎，当中有一个人叫做莫大拉玛利亚。
And one of them, which is called Mary Magdalene.
哎，只有这个人，主耶稣在地面上医好很多的人。
And in this world, Jesus healed many people.
哎，主耶稣死了
，and after Jesus died，
很少人来看他
，very few people came to see him。
主耶稣被埋在坟墓里面
，and when Jesus was buried in the tomb，
也更少的人跑到坟墓再来看他
，there are even fewer people who came to see him。
门徒看完了也回家了
，and even the disciples after they saw him they left。
但是这个女人她竟然不愿回家
，but this woman was unwilling to depart，
因为她感受到神的爱。
Because she truly felt the love of God.
哎，她不愿回家。
And she was unwilling to leave.
她发觉到主耶稣的尸体不见了。
And she saw that the body of Jesus was missing. 她
非常的伤心。
And she was very sorrowful.
哎，主耶稣就第一个显现给她。
And so she was the first one that Jesus revealed himself to.
什么人能够见神呢？
And what kind of person can see God?
就是爱神的人呢。
Is the one who can love God.
主耶稣讲的。
And Jesus says,
你如果爱神，
if you love God,
神就会到你那里。
Then God will draw near to you.
神要向你显现。
And God will reveal Himself to you.
第一个主耶稣死里复活的人显现的人是莫大拉的玛利亚，不是十二个门徒当中的一个。
And the first person who Jesus revealed Himself to is Mary Magdalene, not any of the apostles.
这是一个让我们值得思考的事情。
And this is something worthy for us to think about.
主耶稣向玛利亚显现了以后
，And after Jesus revealed himself to Mary，
叫他们回去跟他的门徒讲
，And he told her to go to tell the apostles。
结果没有一个门徒相信
，And not a single one of the disciples believed her。
我们看马太福音
，We look at Matthew。
马太福音
，Matthew。
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
其实这当时候看到坟墓空的这个情形，除了主耶稣除了莫大拉玛利亚以外还有一个玛利亚。
And then not only was it Mary Magdalene alone who saw the tomb that was empty, but there was also another Mary.
马太福音二十八章又记载，还有那些看守坟墓的兵丁。
And then in Matthew chapter 28, it also records about the soldiers who were on guard.
这些兵丁看到以后，又看到天使。
And then the guards, they also saw the angels.
他们发觉到这件事情，赶快回去报告。
And they also went back and reported.
到了十一节到十五节。
And then from verse 11 through 15.
那么政府的人就说要买通了这个兵丁，说，他的尸体不是天使拿走了是什么？是他门徒偷走了。
And so chief priests bribed the guards, saying that tell them that it wasn't that he resurrected, but rather the disciples came and stole his body away.
我们看十五节，二十八章十五节。
Chapter 28, verse 15.
兵丁受了银钱，就照所祝福他们的去行。这话就传说在犹太人中间，直到今天 所以当时候有这女人在说主耶稣复活了。
And here at this time, this woman was saying that Jesus resurrected.
但是兵丁啊，到处去传啊，说这个主耶稣的门徒把主耶稣尸体偷走了。
But the guards reported all around saying that Jesus' body was stolen.
哎，主耶稣叫玛利亚去告诉这些门徒说，你到我主耶稣指定的地方去准。在那边等，主耶稣要见他们。
And Jesus told Mary to go wait at a certain appointed place, and that he would meet them there.
哎，就告诉这十二个门徒了啊，十一个门徒。
And then he would tell the 11 disciples.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。第十八节、十七节。
Verse 17.
他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。啊，这告诉我们呐、啊，虽然看到主耶稣复活。还是有人疑惑。
And here it records that even though everyone saw him, some people still doubted.
在同样的在二十四章啊，
the same
这个路加福音二十四章。
The same as in Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
主耶稣跟着十一个门徒显现。
That Jesus reveals himself to the 11 disciples.
路加福音二十四章三十六节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 36.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说：“愿你们平安。”三十七节。
37.
他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见到的是魂。三十八节。
38.
耶稣说：“你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起的疑念呢？”三十九节。
39.
你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看，魂无骨无肉。你们看。我是有的啊，四十节，路加福音二十四章四十节。
Luke chapter 20 verse 40, 24 verse 40。
说了这话，就把手脚给他们看，啊，主耶稣那时候显现给十一个门徒看。
And so Jesus revealed himself to the 11 disciples.
他们是不敢相信啊。
But they were too afraid to believe.
而且有的还起怀疑。
And some doubted.
哎，所以可见的，耶稣死里复活这件事情啊，门徒跟我们一样。不容易相信他的。
And so for the resurrection of Jesus, the disciples were like us. It was not easy for them to believe.
我们再回来看，约翰福音二十章。
And if we return back to John chapter 20.
在二十章的下，最后一段呢、啊，提到主耶稣的一个门徒叫多马。
And then the last part of John chapter 20 records about a disciple named Thomas.
主耶稣第一次跟十一个门徒显现的时候，他不在场。
That the first time Jesus revealed himself to the disciples, Thomas was not present.
所以那些看到主耶稣复活的人就跟多马讲，我们看到主耶稣了。
And so the disciples later told Thomas that they had seen Jesus.
我们看约翰福音二十章二十五节。
And if we look at John chapter 20 verse 25.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
那些门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他手中的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，用手探入他的肋旁，我总不相信。”
Verse 25, to the other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
我们有的人就像这个人一样。
And many of us, we are like Thomas.
我看见还不算。
If I see it, it's not enough.
我要手去摸到才行。
I have to touch and feel it.
我要知道主耶稣在钉十字架上的那个钉痕，还有肋旁的枪伤。
I have to see the nail prints in his hands and then feel his side.
我看了还不够，还要去摸。
It is not enough for me to see, but I have to feel it.
很多人，当然有这种的理解啊，
也是对的啊。And of course, some people have this logic, which is correct.
我们不能够随便相信啊。
We cannot believe, simply believe.
尤其说死人会复活。
Especially when you talk about a dead person resurrecting.
这是怎么可以相信的呢
？How can you simply just believe this?
所以他讲二十五节的意思是说，主耶稣绝对不会有复活。
And so, in verse 25, he is saying there is no way that Jesus resurrected.
你们啊，其他人是看错了，眼睛花了。
That you guys have all seen something wrong and that you are all going crazy.
第二十六节，二十章二十六节。
Chapter 20, verse 26.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”二十七节。
Verse 27.
就对多马说：“伸过你的指头来摸我的手，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。” 过了八天，主耶稣这次复活了，这次显现了。
And after 8 days, Jesus revealed himself again.
然后门都关了，主耶稣显现。
And the doors were still shut, but Jesus revealed himself.
所以我们可以知道，灵的身体不受这个物质的限制。
And so we see that the spiritual is not bound by the physical.
而且他知道多马在想什么。
And he knew what Thomas was thinking.
这次显现是为了多马显现的。
And this revelation this time was for the sake of Thomas.
因为多马曾经说，我一定要摸到。
And then Thomas said, because Thomas previously had said, I must feel it.
主耶稣没有跟别人讲话。
Jesus spoke to no one.
主耶稣直接跟多马讲。
And Jesus spoke to Thomas directly.
你直接来用手来摸摸看。
He says, reach here, your finger here.
不要疑惑。
Do not doubt.
总要相信啊。
But believe.
我们有时候也会像这样子。
And oftentimes we are like this.
我们听到很多人的见证。
We hear many testimonies.
我们听到很多的圣经的经节。
We hear of many verses in the Bible.
好像相信，又好像不相信。
And we half believe and we half unbelieve.
我们要亲身的体验
that we must experience it for ourselves.
神是慈悲怜悯的
that God is merciful.
如果我们有这个心
and if we have this heart,
就像多马一样
and just like Thomas,
他本来是不相信主耶稣复活的
he was one who did not believe in the resurrection.
因为他讲说我要亲手去摸是想说主耶稣不可能死里复活
because he said that he himself wanted to feel because he could not believe the resurrection of Christ.
这样子的不信主耶稣还施怜悯给他
and this kind of unbelief, God is still willing to show mercy.
叫他用手来摸。
And then he said, reach your finger here.
28节。
Verse 28.
多马说，我的主，我的神。
And then Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God.
我想这句话代表了很多人，我们当中很多人的体验。
And I believe this is one way to manifest the belief of the experiences of many of us.
3年多，多马认为主耶稣是他的老师。
And for 3 years, Thomas believed that Jesus was his teacher.
最多他只是相信神是主耶稣，主耶稣是神所派来的先知，有很多的能力在他身上。
And he believed at most that Jesus was just a prophet that was appointed by God to perform many miracles.
他这个时候才相信。
And at this moment, he believed.
主耶稣是他的主人。
And that he believed that Jesus was his Lord.
他是神造物主。
That he is a God in flesh.
我是被他所造。
That I was called to him.
我是他的仆人。
I was created by him and I am his servant.
这时候他甘心明白我是主耶稣的仆人。
And then so he understood that he is a servant of God.
而且他是我的神。
And he is also my God.
为什么说我呢？
And why does he say my?
就是讲个人独自独特别的一个关系啊。
And this is an individual relationship.
神是每一个人的神。
That God is the God of all of us.
那个相信的人的神。
That it is he is the God of the one who believes.
而且是个人独自的关系。
And it is an individual relationship.
我们虽然有丈夫、妻子、子女。
And even though all of us have husbands and wives and children.
但是跟神的关系是独立的。
But with God, it is a direct relationship.
我们可以帮忙我们的亲人来认识耶稣。
And maybe we can help our families to believe.
但是你跟他的关系是很特别的。
But your relationship with Jesus is individual.
在这多马的例子里面看得出来。
And we can see this here in Thomas's example.
主耶稣要来选召我们。
And when Jesus calls us,
是一个一个选的。
He calls us one by one.
而且一个一个叫我们的名字。
And he calls us one by one by name.
在圣经里面呢、啊，神叫他的属他的人都是叫直接叫他的名字。
And in the Bible records that Jesus calls everyone by their name.
那就是代表你跟我们直接跟神独特的关系。
And this represents the individual relationship we have with God.
这个多马是从心里面发出来的声音。
And this is a cry that Thomas came that came from Thomas' heart.
他是从心里面完全体认出来的。
And this is something that truly came directly from the heart.
他相信了主耶稣，这个在面前的这个就是主耶稣死里复活。
That he truly believed that this is Jesus Christ who resurrected from the dead.
圣经没有记载他真的去摸了没有。
That the Bible does not record whether he actually touched.
但是他这里不需要摸了。
But now he does not need to touch anymore.
他完全了解。
He truly understood.
我们在场有很多人也应该也是这种体会。
And I believe many of us here have this experience.
你可以听到很多的道理。
You can hear many sermons.
听到很多人跟你见证。
And you can hear many testimonies.
但是你真正做摸到神是直接的。
But to experience God is direct.
不管是你在祷告当中。
And regardless of whether it's in prayer.
或者你在生活当困难当中。
Or whether difficulties in life.
哎，你亲身体验到。
But you firsthand experience it.
我们这个神是可以让我们看得见的。
That this is a God that you can see.
我们可以听得到的。
That you can hear.
更是我们可以摸得到的。
And even more you can touch.
哎，那是可以让我们生活体验到的。
And you can experience in your life.
尤其在人的苦难当中。
Especially during the difficulties in life.
哎，感谢神啊，这个多马没有离开神。
And so thank God, Thomas did not depart from God.
虽然他不了解,
and even though he did not understand,
但是他继续跟神,
he continued to follow after God.
神就来选。来让他认识。
And then Jesus allowed him to recognize him.
这个多马后来也为主耶稣传福音。
And then Thomas would later on preach the gospel for Jesus.
甚至到很远，听说很到很远的地方，其他的国家去传福音。
And historical records show that he would go very far and preach into different countries.
而且好像是已经，好像最后也为主耶稣殉道。
And then he also died for Jesus.
这个多马本来是多疑的，很多的疑问。
And this was Thomas who was one doubtful.
但是他为什么会变成一个这样忠心的神的仆人传福音呢？
And then how did he become to a faithful servant of God?
都是因为他体验到主耶稣的死里复活。
Because he was able to experience firsthand the resurrection of Christ.
我们刚才看到罗马书的第一章第四节。
And before we had read Romans chapter 1 verse 4.
从神的灵来看。
And from the Spirit of God,
主耶稣死里复活,
that he resurrected from the dead.
所以他是神的儿子。
And so therefore he is declared to be the Son of God.
为什么?
Why?
因为他战胜过了死了。
Because he was victorious over death.
他是第一个死里复活升天的人。
He is the first one who resurrected from the dead and ascended into heaven.
这给人类带来了最大的福气。
And this is the greatest blessing to mankind.
圣经讲，告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
人类的第一个祖先亚当犯罪。
That the first ancestor of mankind, Adam, sinned.
从此从亚当的后代里面都在罪的控制之下。
And all the generations, all his descendants following after him, dwelt under the control of sin.
因为亚当犯罪以后就被神赶出伊甸园。
And because of Adam's sin, they were cast out of Eden.
他就跟神的生命断绝了。
And their connection with God was broken.
所以从亚当生出来的人都不认识神。
And so all of those who were born after Adam, they did not know God.
因为他跟人跟神断掉了。
And because their relationship with God was broken.
所以圣经里面讲说，在亚当里的人都死了。
And so it says in the Bible that all of Adam were dead.
在人类的历史里面，只有一个人不是从亚当那样子，这样传下来的。
And there in the Bible it records that there's only one person in history who was not like this.
那就是耶稣。
And that is Jesus Christ.
你会讲说，耶稣不是从他妈妈生出来的吗？
And you could say, wasn't Jesus born from his mother's womb?
但圣经告诉我们，耶稣是圣灵使他妈妈怀孕的。
But then the Bible tells us that he was conceived out of the Holy Spirit.
是神借着耶稣的母亲的身体出来的。
And then God used the body of Jesus' mother to give birth to Jesus.
所以圣经讲神成为人。
And so the Bible says that God became man.
圣经没有讲神生从他的玛利亚身上生出来。
And the Bible does not record that God was born, Jesus was born of his mother Mary.
因为耶稣不是从亚当这个系统出来的。
Because Jesus was not born of the descendants of Adam.
在亚当里的人都死了。
That all in Adam have died.
只有在耶稣里面的人，才可以活。
Only those in Jesus can live.
如果我们今天属亚当就死了。
If all of us we are in Adam, then we die.
如果我们属耶稣就活了。
That if we are of Jesus, then we live.
因为耶稣的来源不是从亚当来的。
Because the origin of Jesus is not from Adam.
耶稣的来源是从神来的。
That the origin of Jesus is God.
而且主耶稣死里复活了。
And then Jesus died and resurrected.
所以属耶稣的人也将来也会跟他从死里复活。
And so all who believe in Jesus, they will also die and resurrect.
死里复活这个道理非常的深奥。
And talking about death and resurrection, it is a very profound message.
是我们信仰的中心。
It is the center of our faith.
我当时的使徒，2000年的使徒，抱着这个信息传遍天下。
And 2000 years ago, the apostles they carried this message and preached it abroad.
虽然有很多人来相信
，And even though many people believe,
但是很多人就笑他们。
But many people mock them.
哎，你那个人死了，你怎么说他活了呢
？And they said that, oh, he's dead. How can you say he's alive?
你怎么？耶稣早就死了。
Jesus died many years ago.
但是门徒说他活的。
But then the apostles said that he was alive.
他冒着生命呢去传。
And they risked their lives to preach.
为什么
？Why?
他们亲眼看到。
Because they firsthand experienced.
而且更重要，他们清清楚楚的认识。
And because they fully comprehended.
主耶稣借着死里复活来证明他是神的儿子。
That Jesus using his resurrection proved that he is the Son of God.
属耶稣的人将来也会死里复活。
And those who follow after Jesus, they will also die and resurrect.
我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
哥林多前书十五章
1 Corinthians chapter 15,
这是死里复活的真理。
And this is the truth of the resurrection.
今天主耶稣死里复活这件事情已经过了两千年。
And it's been already 2,000 years after Jesus resurrected.
我们为什么继续相信呢？
But why do we still continue to believe?
因为死里复活的真理在这里说明了。
Because the truth of the resurrection is recorded here.
哥林多前书十五章二十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20.
但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子，什么叫为什么说成为睡了之人出熟的果子呢
？And why does it says that it is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep？
因为圣经说人的肉体断气的，在神来看是睡了，灵里睡的。
Because the Bible records that to God, when a man his physical body dies, it spiritually he is sleeping。
在那里休息。
And he is resting.
有一天他要再醒来的。
And one day he shall awaken again.
他醒来以后，神叫他醒来以后是属灵的身体，不是这个肉体的。
And so when he wakes up again, he is of the spiritual nature, not of the physical nature.
那大家要站在主耶稣面前受审判。
And then all of us, we will stand before God to be judged.
主耶稣死里复活。
And Jesus, he died and resurrected.
成为所有在肉体去世的人的第一个。果子，初熟的果子。
He is of the first fruit among all of us.
就是他再复活了。
And he resurrected.
这什么意思呢
？And what does this mean?
二十一节。
Verse 21.
死既然因为一人而来，死人复活也因为一人而来。二十二节。
22.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。这就是。这个死里复活的一个重要的道理。
And this is an important part of the resurrection.
我们人都是在亚当里。
That we are all in Adam.
都死了。
That we all die.
这个死就是跟神断绝关系。
And this death is a break in the relationship between man and God.
在基督里面，我们都活了。
But in Christ, we are living.
我们信耶稣以后，就跟神连起来了，再建立关系。
That after we believe in Jesus, then our connection with God is reestablished.
已经失去的这个天父跟我们是天父的儿子这个身份又再连起来。
And then our status as sons are reconnected with Christ.
这就是死里复活的真理。
And then this is the truth of the resurrection.
我们再看创格林多前书十五章五十五节。
And then if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55.
五十五节到五十七节。
Verse 55 to verse 57.
他说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里呢？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？”五十六节。
56.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。五十七节。
57.
感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜了。我们人呐、在犯罪以后，就在罪的之下控制之下。
And after man has sinned, then we are under the control of sin.
什么叫做罪的控制
？What is under the control of sin？
我们人就是罪的奴隶。
That we become servants and slaves of sin.
奴隶没有翻身的机会。
There is no chance for us to become to get out of the status of slaves.
所以圣经说，在罪的之下面。
That we are bound by sin.
罪的最后结果就是死。
And that the end result of sin is death.
为什么我们 会被称为罪呢？
And why is it that we are bound by sin?
因为我们没有办法按照神所规定的律法去做。
Because we cannot do according to the laws of God.
感谢神。
And thank God.
虽然我们这个肉体没有办法这样子去做。
And even though our flesh cannot do this.
但是借着主耶稣就得胜了。
But through Christ we can be victorious.
主耶稣的死里复活代表什么意思？
And what does it mean about the resurrection of Christ?
主耶稣战胜过死。
That Jesus was victorious.Over death.
他战胜罪罪、
he overcame sin.
战胜律法
he overcame the law.
人只要信耶稣就把这些都成全了
That as long as man believes in Christ, then he fulfills all of these.
因为主耶稣帮他得胜了
Because Jesus has been victorious on his behalf.
感谢神
And thank God.
我们今天不需要做很多
We do not have to do too much.
我们要相信主耶稣相信主耶稣所做的事情
That we have to believe what Jesus has done.
尤其要相信主耶稣是死里已经复活了。
Especially believe that Jesus has resurrected from the dead.
我们将来也会跟他一起再复活。
Because one day we shall resurrect with him.
我们会再跟他在天国里。
And we shall be with him in heaven.
这就是主耶稣死里复活的一个真理。
And this is the truth of the resurrection of Christ.
门徒本来不相信。
That the disciples they originally did not believe.
主耶稣跟他显现。
Until Jesus revealed himself to them.
今天我们本来也不会相信。
And today we could not have believed.
但是主耶稣会在我们的生活当中让我们体会。
But Jesus allows us to experience him in our lives.
我们就明白主耶稣死里复活。
And we can understand and realize that Jesus has resurrected.
我们来唱诗七十九首。
And let's sing hymn 79. Uh-huh.
坐。
Please be seated.
啊，所以我们要一起来祷告。
And now to conclude, we are about to pray.
哎，这里有几件事情，我们一起来代祷。
And there are a few prayer requests.
啊，李淑香姐妹啊，常言代祷。
Let's pray for our sister Sister Lee.
啊，还有陈为陈伯母代祷。
And let's also pray for Sister Chen.
啊，张桂杰姐妹手术恢复代祷。
And then let's also pray for Sister Zhang's recovery from her surgery.
啊，还有刘永来先生啊，手术代祷。
And also pray for Mr. Liu's surgery.
也为现在在伊丽莎白举开的学生灵会代祷。
And also pray for the student spiritual convocation that is being held in Elizabeth Church.
哎，我们 Queens 教会有很多的初中、高中的学生在那里参加啊。
We also have many students, junior high and high school students from Queens who are attending there.
哎，他们在那里学习神的道理。
And they are learning about the words of God.
哎，学习是一回事。
It is one thing to learn.
明白道理是一回事。
And it is another thing to understand.
哎，相信领受是另外一回事。
And then it's also another thing to believe and to receive.
我们刚才讲了主耶稣死里复活。
Before we talk about the resurrection of Christ.
那是圣经的记载。
And that is the record of the Bible.
大家都明白了。
And all of us, we understand.
重点在我们相信吗？
And the emphasis is whether we believe or not.
我们真的相信主耶稣死里复活吗？
Do we really believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead?
如果我们这样子的相信，
And if we truly believe,
这些代祷的事项，我们就会产生很大的信心。
And all these prayer requests will become miracles.
主耶稣都死都回活了，
that,
这些代祷事项，他难道不能成就吗？
That Jesus he has died and come back to life. Then what are these prayer requests?
哎，所以我们要求神，让我们在死里复活这个真理上产生信心领受。
And so we have to pray that through the understanding of the resurrection of Christ, that we would truly believe and receive.
哎，放在心上成我们的信念。
That we have to put it in our hearts, and so that we will always remember it.
我们相信主耶稣是真神。
That we truly believe that Jesus is the
true God. 因为他死里复活。
Because he has died and resurrected.
他现在在天上为我们代祷。
He is now in heaven interceding on our behalf.
凡是我们祷告的事项合乎神的旨意，神一定成全。
That as long as we pray according to His will, then all things will come to fruition.
啊，现在要来祷告。
All right, so let's now pray.
如果要接受安守的，可以到前面来。
And so everyone who wants to receive the laying of hand, please come forward.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.